AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a new election reform bill into law. Speaking on Fox News Channel, the governor says it will protect against fraud.
This keeps us ahead of the curve. We put a lot of effort into last election, and we wanted to make sure we did it well. We had 11 million votes counted by midnight, 99%. We think this will make it even better.
DeSantis and Republicans in Florida have acknowledged there were no serious signs of voting irregularities last November. Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Florida is moving in the wrong direction.
There's no legitimate reason to change the rules right now to make it harder to vote. That's built on a lie. The only reason to change the rules right now is if you don't like who voted, and that should be out of bounds.
President Biden is venturing into reliably Republican Louisiana to tout his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A 70-year-old bridge in Lake Charles will be the backdrop as the president pushes his plan. He wants to pay for it by boosting taxes on corporations and the wealthy, arguing that'll benefit everybody while hurting nobody. But Republicans have doubled down on keeping taxes low, and several GOP senators have pitched a far smaller infrastructure plan. The White House hopes its infrastructure message hits home in Louisiana, where extreme weather over the past decade has caused $50 billion in damage. The president's plan calls for the same amount to make infrastructure better able to withstand storms, wind, and flooding. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say three people were shot at a middle school in Rigby, Idaho. A suspect, a male student, is in custody. The injuries to the people shot, two students and an adult, are not considered life-threatening. Russia is giving regulatory approval to a single-dose version of the country's Sputnik V vaccine. This is AP News. Most Google employees will have more flexibility in their work schedules.
The company says about 60% of its workers will be on a hybrid schedule. That will include 3 days in the office and 2 days from wherever they work best. 20% can change their location to a different office, and the remaining 20% will continue working remotely even after Google offices reopen this fall. Also, Google employees will have 20 days a year in which they can work from another location other than their main office. The company will also offer reset days, days off to help cope with the pandemic. Most of the 135,000 employees will work from home through this September. I'm Mike Hempen.
The government says alcohol-related deaths in England and Wales jumped to the highest level in two decades. It said the majority were due to chronic conditions such as alcohol-related liver disease. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.